You know, I thought about something this morning. I've got a crazy busy week, kind of crammed into a couple of days, and I'll be doing some more out-of-state travel later in the week. So it's all kind of wacky. And, you know, I make a to-do list. And one of the things I put on the top of this list in big capital letters was, and this was last night, I said, focus. This list has got to be focused here. Otherwise, I'm not going to, you know, manage my time well. And then, you know, comes the topic through from our good friend Dr. John Braccio today, which is managing and focusing your team. And I said, now there's kismet. There's synergy, because he's going to talk about something that I got to do myself here to start off the shorter work week. And he joins us now. DrJohnB.com is the website, and he's the doc. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you, Dave. And I'll tell you this. Being able to focus, being able to organize one time is very difficult in today's world of emails and, you know, phone calls and noises and demands, and with the millennials, with a kind of a group that's both very committed, dedicated to life, but also seen as narcissistic and into their own thing. So it's a very confusing, easy to lose focus, even if you're not an ADHD person.
Well, and so I looked at my list here this morning, which is like kind of a, like a ridiculous, it's like my, you know, the list I get, the honey-do list. It's a lot of stuff on here, but that's all fairly, that's focused. My list is kind of all over the place. So I found a way to, like, you know, group some things that I could do together that actually have some tie-in. What do you tell managers when they're working with their teams? How do they keep employees that are doing maybe diverse things focused on the team and the group goals? Because that's a little different. On the sporting field, it's the same way.
I think you first have to have an overall commitment to something, a goal, if you will, and they have to really know what it is. Then a good manager is going to, you know, try to find what really floats the boat of the person, you know, what really can help motivate them, and then set up an environment whereby the person can function, can work without a lot of unnecessary distractions, either made by self or made by just the organization, the system there. And that's not an easy thing to deal with a lot, because a lot of times there are distractions going on.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody does, now that I've said this, does need every now and then a few minutes just to reconnoiter, just to try to think and focus a little bit. But I do believe at the beginning of a day, if a person knows what they're going to accomplish and they aim at it, they work at it, and they have an environment where the management is on the same page, giving them the opportunity to do what they have to do without having a system which is chaotic and just leads to all kinds of people pushing, doing this, doing that, and they're never really able to focus on what they really have to do. So it's really a catch-22, particularly if you're not organized. And if you're not that organized, then you do need a manager that can work with you individually and help structure your day. And there, by the way, a lot of people like that that just can't seem to organize their life or their days.
Doc, can we learn things here from, for example, and this is not to suggest that our daily lives are like war or battles, but can we learn some things from the military here? Because the best military campaigns come with someone who has a vision of what victory looks like and can both strategically and then down to the levels tactically deliver that to all levels and ranks so that they see that same vision and know what's expected overall to get there as a group. Can we learn things that way too?
Well, I don't think there's any question. You need an overall strategy, but you really, you have to have the tactics to get there.
Yeah.
If you want to argue an old historical point, Rommel really didn't have a good strategy in North Africa because he never really had the supplies or the equipment to really do what he wanted, where the British at least had the strategy of controlling the Mediterranean, you know, if you will, particularly in Egypt and that area with the oil. So I think you need to have an overall strategy, and if you're dealing with a staff, an overall agreement on what everyone's trying to do, and then tactically, each person needs a very specific function within the system that really can allow them to move forward and to together as a team, if you will, deal with the overall strategy or the goal or purpose of the organization. Easier said than done.
You make and I love that you bring up Erwin Rommel, because you bring up someone who was brilliant, but also wasn't completely in charge himself, and who he was taking orders from. It was like, so what do I need to do? And they were saying, defeat them. And then he was like, and then what? And then what? See, the key was always the and then what. The British had an idea for the and then what. The Germans did not. That didn't help them, did it?
Well, no, it didn't. He also didn't get along with Kesselring, if you really want trivia. The field marshal who was over him, who never really wanted to be in North Africa without getting rid of Malta. I mean, if you want to be looking at strategy, and you want to be looking at tactics. So overall, it's very difficult. Let's just take Rommel. Very difficult to fight on a shoestring when you have certain goals that you're trying to have. So the main thing is everybody is really working together for one goal, but that is the overall strategy of a successful organization. If you look at it, you look at Apple computers, you look at Facebook, you look at what do these companies have in common. You had someone that was in charge in a way, or a group that had a vision, a goal, and they're always working at it. People that fail, it's kind of that proverb that I've always liked, and we've actually talked about, that the best of winds will not help a ship that sails for no port. And I think that's the same thing in work, in management, organizing people. If people really don't see what they're aiming at or the goal, and they're just going in and working every day just to do things, and they don't really see the overall purpose, that can lead to a lack of focus. It can lead to getting lost in what you're doing. It can lead to being total boredom. It can lead to a lack of success in the organization and in the individual. It can be really kind of a sad set of outcomes.
Yeah, when we talked in the state government about the idea of feeling like you're a captive employee, and when you feel like you're captive, you may be making good money. People would say, well, you should not complain. Well, that may be true to a sense, but you don't feel like you're working towards a common goal. No. And your personal goal, it's hard to reach personal goals if you're not part of that group effort, too, in that kind of a framework. What do you do when you're a manager, though? Let me ask you this. What do you do when you're a manager and you know that there's an important cog in that wheel that is not functioning right, that isn't that's either rebelling, pushing another way? Do you listen? Do you rethink your own position, or do you act decisively? What do you counsel there?
Well, I think it depends exactly on where the state was, but if there's a critical position not being filled and you have a person that either can't or won't, then you do have to decisively move the person, give them another role, or really even have the person not be there, because you don't help the person if you have a recalcitrant, argumentative person who isn't willing to be part of the team. And if you realize in talking with them that really what they want is more to gum things up or slow things down or really not get the job done, then you are going to have to move them on, because part of being a manager is managing, and part of managing is delegating, functioning, having roles fulfilled, and meeting the overall strategy. And you also may have a person who doesn't understand the overall goal of the overall strategy of where you're aiming. So yeah, you do have to move the person. That is part of what a manager does. Kind of keeps all the persons working together, gives good communication, gets everyone moving in the same direction. Because if you really want team and you want focus, there has to be the communication. There also needs to be encouragement, good work, we appreciate what you're doing, and also constructive criticism, like you're not getting this done, this isn't being done. From what I can see, you're focusing too much on these emails, things like that. That's all part of being a good manager, and it's also part of being a good employee. But there are times that people don't fit, and if you have a size 10 foot and you have a size 4 shoe, that isn't going to do the job, and you have to move the person where they can succeed, or let them know that they really can't function in that particular system.
Or have that vision also to recognize others who may be at a lower level who do get it, and it's time for promotion. It's time to expand and let them fly a little bit, because they're going to help your organization grow and get better. He's Dr. John Braccio, drjohnb.com, Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing, focusing there, helping a staff who have problems focusing both individually and collectively as a group.
Can I pick up on one point you just said there?
Sure.
Quickly? When you have staff, you're trying to see abilities they potentially have, they're not even aware of, and you develop them. That's also, you just brought that up, that's a very critical skill set for an effective manager or leader.
Yep, and sometimes they may not know it themselves. You see that out there. I guess that's right. Part of the vision and being able to see the forest for the trees. Always good to talk to you, my friend, here as we actually start the week off here. It's the Fake Monday, Real Tuesday, Dr. John Braccio. Have a good one, sir.
Very good, my friend. Bye-bye.